All right. Out on the streets, doing street stuff.
At the Wake Up Show, including Freeway Rick Ross. Next week, I'm going to call Rick, man. For real, Rick, we need to get our facts straight, man. We know about crack in the 80s, but we don't really know. You know what I mean? We know, but we don't really know. Right, Rev?
Yeah, but so, you know, here's the question, though. Here's the question. Yeah. Is Rick Ross the crack authority? Freeway Rick Ross, the crack authority, or the coke authority? Because, you know, they are the same, but quite different. You know what I mean?
Wow, man, you threw a whole twist in there, man. I mean, that damn.
Because, you know, just because he moved a lot of coke doesn't mean he moved a lot of crack. You feel me?
Hold on, yeah, let me see, man. But didn't coke turn into crack?
But is he turning it into crack? I don't think so. I think that's where he did his thing, man. He was the main weight mover, you know? And it didn't turn into crack till it hit the third level away from him. If you ask me, I don't know. You know that, hey, I mean, why? First of all, number one, why are we talking about this? Number two, I don't know shit about this except what I've read. So, I mean, if you want to dig deeper into it, maybe you should call him. I don't know.
Yeah, we will, man. Freeway Rick next week, man. World famous wake up show. We gotta get the hell out of here, man. You ready, Rev?
I'm good, man. Let's go smoke some crack.
We out. Peace. Let's go smoke some crack, man. That's a horrible way to end the show, man.
Hey, you started it, man.
This crack shit, man, it's got me, man. I don't got no control over it, man. I try to kick, man. This shit just be calling me, man. Be calling me, man. I just gotta go to it. Need help, man.
Come on, man.
Everybody place your tapes in the deck so you can record the wake-up show. We're swaying tech, we catching crazy ready. Swaying tech, wake up show, tagging in the alley.
Wake up, like the radio show. Revolution King, tech is swaying.
Coming to you live every Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. Get ready.
Soul Sass Radio, Shade 45, live from Backside Burbank on a Monday night.
It's a beautiful Monday night, too.
What up, Blaze?
You done pushing buttons?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, you just looking at me like, jump in, girl.
My bad. How you doing?
I'm good.
You good?
How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm great.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
For yourself. Fred said, hey, man, you guys are a West Coast show. You need to have a girl sounds like she's from West Coast. I'm like, why? I'm from the West Coast. Kay Blaze from the East over there. She sounds like she's from the East.
Stop fucking hating.
Yo, son.
I need to learn some Cali slang.
No,
so.
You don't. You gotta be you. Stay you.
That's why he ain't here right now. So he ain't here.
You know what I'm saying? We'll talk shit to Fred when he gets here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where you at, Brad?
Whatever.
What you got? You got some new shit?
Yeah, I got a couple things, you know, some burners, some Diamond D,
okay.
Which I'm feeling. My girl Rhapsody.
Yep.
Killing the game
right
now.
Oh, you're going to play Rhapsody?
Yeah.
Oh, you
got to
check that out.
Lil Banks. Ooh, some new Raekwon featuring Snoop.
Oh, no, you better not play that one. You know that. Why are you playing West Coast stuff?
What?
How are you going to jump in my West Coast now?
Ah, boo.
Go ahead. I'll play it again.
Ah, boo. See? Whatever.
That shit is banging right
now.
Yeah.
When I heard, when I,
you know
when
who
I
did
saw...
it, my nephew, Scoop DeVille.
Mm-hmm. He's like, why you doing it again, Scoop? Why you doing it again?
Because he makes heaters. That's what he does.
Fire.
That's his job.
Yeah.
Heaters.
He's a hit record, and he does good. What up, Scoop?
Yeah, so I'm anxious to play
that's
that.
That's family right there.
Yeah. Sure. I can't wait to personally meet him myself.
You haven't met him?
Nah, I haven't
Scoop,
met him.
Scoop, where you at? He'll come do a DJ set. He was supposed to come with who was he going to come? He was supposed to come with somebody. I can't remember who he was supposed to come with.
Mm.
He didn't show up.
Mm. Mm. What's up with that?
It's all right.
What's up with that? Razzcast, Mozzie,
yeah.
Who else? You got a couple people that...
I called Razzcast today. It's funny. I thought I had his number in my phone, so I called it, and some Asian lady answered the phone. Like, nope, you're not Razzcast.
Oh, that's probably like, you know, his secretary issue.
No, I think he just threw that phone away and got himself another. What up, Raz? Where you coming through? Bullshit.
He's like, I'm tired of
I got like three joints. I got like three new songs that he's on.
Mm.
He's working.
Yeah, I got some shit too, actually.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to take my song. Go ahead. What you going to play now, Blaze?
Look, damn. I got to look through my crates. But anyway, yeah. Whatever, it's all good. Just don't play it 2 times. So everybody knows that's listening to Soul Sassins, I usually get on first. So whatever you hear after I spin, that's just a fuck up from somebody else. Yo, before I get on real quick, let me give a shout out to Next Level.
Oh, here we go.
It's a program. What are you...
Here we go.
Ah, boo. Anyways, Next Level is a program sponsored by U.S. State Department and the University of North Carolina. They just let me know that I'm going to be a part of their 2016...
What?
Baby, let me finish!
I can't find my applause.
Their 2016 team. So basically, they get hip-hop artists from the U.S., and we travel to different countries all over the world as a hip-hop exchange, a cultural exchange. So they'll get like a DJ, an MC, a B-boy, B-girl, sometimes beat makers.
Can you take Tommy with you? Assassin.
Tommy didn't apply though, man. It was a long application process. So I just found out last week, so I'm going to Thailand, Uganda, Tanzania, El Salvador, or Honduras.
Where did you put your request in? Because I read that they gave you a request. And they said, you can pick where you want to go, but we're going to send you where we want to go.
No, they asked for me to put the order of the place.
That's what I'm saying. They were asking. The
order.
You can put the order of where you want to go, but we're going to send you where
I mean, hopefully. I mean, I put Thailand as my first choice.
Of course you did.
Let's see what happens. My second choice was Uganda, and then followed by Tanzania.
You're going to be in El Salvador.
Shut the fuck up.
that's what you're gonna be hearing over here.
I live near Koreatown, so there's
good.
No, there's a big Salvadorian population,
yeah, for sure.
So I was like,
shout out to Salvies.
Yeah, man. I mean, I love the culture, but you know, I would love to go to another place.
Fucking beaches out there are so dope. You would probably really like fall in love if you're out there by the beaches in that area.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be in heaven.
Let's see what happens.
Because the food, and you like the food. Yeah. Oh, you'll be like. Don't knock Salvadorian. You might be worse off up in Uganda.
But you know what? Like, to go to Africa, when are you going to go to Africa? You know what I'm saying? And if I could go there and inspire people or help people get inspired by hip-hop culture, then why not? I mean, not to say that I could just go to El Salvador whenever I want to, but I mean,
actually, you can probably drive to El Salvador. You can't drive to Uganda.
Good point, Earn. Yeah, but I'm excited about that. So let's see what happens. So big. Full assassins out there too. Rock what? Steady crew.
Oh.
You're packing.
I'm packing.
You're in the house. Gorgeous. Of Borges. Life on Electric Area. Police action. Just up the street here from the psychic love specialist. In some way, at some point in life, you need guidance, it says.
7 levels of meditation. What? Sunglasses. There we go. I don't want to listen any more of that. Yeah, okay. No.
It's really 1501 here, right? Is there a lot of girls here? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know if I had a plot line, but it looked really cool, and we watched the whole thing of it, so I guess it worked for whatever.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
Worth, yeah.
So check it out, Hot Trip, I Need You Now, on the YouTube EDM 15.
The YouTube EDM 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Your ears, Sirius XM, BPM.
Line is dark underground. shine. Every rapper on a summer grind. Summer deaf, summer dumb.
And everybody tell jokes about you.
No.
Make you the butt of the jokes.
No.
What made you decide to do that? Because you knew what you were getting into, right?
For sure. But what made me really want to do it is having people close to me do it. You know, because Luda has been close to me for so many years. Shaq and Kevin Hart. A couple of them I didn't know, but most of them were close to me, so I knew it was all out of fun.
And then you got on stage and you apologized. What was the message?
I gave her a little roast to them.
But I think that a lot of people were interested to hear what you had to say. And what was the message that you wanted to send? What did you want people to understand from the apology?
I'm a real human being. I think people forget that. And I'm growing up. I'm figuring some stuff out. You gotta sometimes go through the downs to appreciate the ups. And I know people probably thought it was a big old publicity stunt. But I'm here to, like, we can do interviews and talk about me wanting to change or me wanting to do this, but I'm here to show people a new walk, and I want people to look at me and and be proud of me, you know? So that was all I really wanted to get across.
Brother, so proud of the evolution here.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad that you did what you did. You take responsibility. You're growing up. You're working on some hot new music. And I always wish you the best.
Seacrest signs off on it.
ET40 with Ryan Seacrest. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Seacrest supports Justin Bieber. Everything's fine.
KNEL HD2 San Francisco.
This is ET40 with Ryan Seacrest.
We're down to the five biggest hits of the weekend. And some of you might not know about this track. It was actually co-written by Tove Lo. And you can really hear that when you think about it. Love Me Like You Do, Ellie Goulding, number 5.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color.
I don't want to hear this song.
You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want.
Well, if Tove Lo co-wrote it, then... situation sounds like a real clusterfuck. Like, I was thinking about downloading them when I get home. Like, I don't know. I'm not really that interested in playing GTA 5 again. The idea of it, like, looking better or whatever is not anything that I find super appealing, you know? It's just like, oh, well, better looking version of the game, that's cool, I don't know, fuck. I already finished it. Like, the story and the happenings of that game are the things that draw me to it, and I've already exhausted that, so it's like, I don't really see a great reason to return to it. Unless people get into some weird mod stuff, but even then, like, you know, it's just not... a lot of games out, you know, so play GTA 5 again, like, no, I don't think that's real high on my list. PC version of Mortal Kombat comes out tonight. I'm curious to see how that ends up looking. Hopefully that's good. That'd be nice. This song's terrible. I kind of want to hear the top two. You know, it's for old time's sake.
For a limited time, McDonald's. While the rest of the country is sweltering, we'll be cool and loving the drink run. You can win a trip for two to the 2015 iHeartRadio Fiesta Latina. When you love the drink run with McDonald's, treat yourself with a milkshake from McDonald's for dessert. For your chance to win the trip, visit 106kmo.com. Keyword McDonald's. No purchase necessary. See 106kmo.com.
AOL keyword.
This report is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Cloudy and breezy today. We may see some rain in the North Bay. Just a little patch of it, though, along with lows in the 50s overnight.
April is National Donate Life Month, a great time to learn about organ, eye, and tissue donation. You can get the facts and sign up today online.
Fake weather report.
And be sure to tell your family so they can support your wishes. Go to organdonor.gov.
Doctors don't scare me. Me neither. So, what do you got? Sprained wrist, monkey bars, the top rug. What about you? Oh, no big deal. Just massive abrasion of the knee. Had to slide in a home on 100% concrete. It's a lot deeper than it looks. Nice.
Cops.
What happened to her? I don't know. Hey, what are you here for?
Oh, you know, I was just testing my sled out on the hardwood stairs. 7 stitches.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, you guys want to pretend we're jaguars that can fly or something?
As brave as kids are, sometimes they need a doctor fast. That's why it's...
You don't want to miss it.
I think those kids were also on fucking drugs.
Than a month away from Ed Sheeran kicking off his North American tour May 2nd.
Tell me about it.
But Ed's
What's
got a lot of ground to cover between now and then. He's in New Zealand this weekend. Then he's got to hit right around a half a dozen different
How's
countries
stage
across
show?
South
What's
America
like? What's it like?
Before he sets foot back here in the U.S. He's got a big hit with this one, though. Think it out loud. It's Ed Sheeran, number 3.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
All right. I hear a man with a guitar. He's probably singing his song into a microphone.
Will you remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I
Wait.
Loving you till
I hear a bass. I hear drums. I'm fine. This is distracting. I feel like this other stuff is distracting me from what would otherwise be like a kind of captivating thing, you know? Just,
to your loving arms. face. And the crowds don't remember my name.
I don't like the song one bit.
When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow.
Top 40, that's Ed Sheeran. So the question any artist at number one has to face sooner or later, how long can you hold off Maroon 5? Taylor's trying to beat out the boy straight ahead.
How? How long can you hold off Maroon 5?
AT40 is powered by
USA Today. Check out the airplay charts powered by MediaBase every Tuesday in the Life section. Throughout the states around the world.
What is up, yo?
Y'all ready? Ryan Seacrest,
give it up! 38
hits down.
Let's do it. You're top two.
And this artist actually sees this song as a really important turning point in her career. I was right, you were wrong. But she sees now that in a real relationship, no one is all right or all wrong. And that's what this song is all about. Taylor Swift, down one to number two. It is Style.
Midnight. All right.
BFD. We'll be there. Will you?
With them rooms again, who don't tell them again what they up to. Had to show out with a top beat.
I will kick you off the decks immediately, and you will never be allowed to step foot in my club again.
Dude, that's crazy.
And like Katy Perry fireworks is on the list.
G6 is on the list. And it's not because they weren't songs, they were songs that were overplayed to the point that he was like, I do not have any interest in hearing this ever again in my club.
Damn.
So it's like, while that's probably like a list you don't want to be on,
no,
it's
that's
kind of
a
an honor.
Yeah, it's a total honor. Are you kidding me?
But that was a gem. And I don't even know if G6 were invented yet when he did that song. He was like, literally like,
whoa, dude, you're talking like Illuminati shit.
Yeah,
right,
like
now.
Gulfstream was like on the G4 probably at the time. He was like, yo, I'm G6. That's gonna happen, and I think it exists today. I think
wow.
Justin Bieber bought G6.
Wow. Niles.
Which I
Is don't mess around with them pit bulls.
Stop shit to make the hood go crazy. On the interstate doing 180. She said, do it for me, baby. Took a double shot, now we all went crazy. White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy. This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy.
It's the ending from the night. Grinding bitches from behind. If you way drunk off the yak, spit it up, spit it up, spit it up. This Kansas City, it's red gritty. In the summertime, the chicks be damn pretty. Born in the projects, been to the field. And I did a deal with Travis and made meal. This is celebration, this is elevation. Me and my delegation got niggas hella hating. This is not a house race, team road dog. And it's all strange music, winners can't lose it. Unless everybody got their hands up like,
shit to make the hood go crazy. On the interstate doing 180. She said, do it for me, baby. Took a double shot, now we all went crazy. White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy. This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy.
This is Dej Lo. Pick the music you want to hear on your station. Join the music meeting on SiriusXM.com/hiphopnation right now. Right now, right now, right now.
Yeah.
But you've never seen time last. I'm a gangster rapper, what you call us a crime rap, huh? Good question, ain't it? My mind's a weapon, ain't it? Shit I'm spitting for the record, ain't it?
We're here to tear it up, so come on, here we go. Pump it up, this is high power stuff. Can't play, can't get enough of that funky go, go, go rhythm. You wanted a dope jam? Well, that's what we're giving. We're headed for fame, cause can't play driven. Boy, we don't care. And large is how we're living. We stay paid, you know the boys have got it made. See, I'm the brand. And I'm the fella with the high top fade.
Down to the sound.
You know we're about to turn it out. Boy, we're getting played. Everybody shout.
Ran across the freeway back there. Okay. Too much Aerosmith being played on that station. Oh man. Wasn't really expecting the GTA 5 PC stuff to be such a clusterfuck on Steam. Sounds all types of fucked. Take no phone calls. Don't leave the house for a week. Fuck, man. I want to become a famous rapper so I can live like Drake. As a sign, you know, and everyone got into their like funny church signs or whatever. It seems like it's some Mortal Kombat marketing or something. It says, "The tomb is empty. Christ has risen. Victory is ours." Real like, what the fuck are you talking about? I get it, like Easter, like whatever. Like, victory is ours, motherfuckers. Like, Didn't realize there was a competition. Victory's ours. See you tomorrow.